The following program's views, claims, and or representations may not necessarily reflect those of AM 1220 The Word or Salem Communications.
Hi, and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's toll free, 888-677-9673. Join the conversation live with Pastor Al. And now, here is your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock this afternoon right here on AM 1220, The Word. Hope you'll be able to stick with us and join in the conversation here today. Got some special guests in the studio today. I'll be introducing them in just a moment, but let's go ahead and open our program in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we want to thank you again for the opportunity to be on the air today. We do pray that you bless the program, use it for your glory, Lord. Father, thank you for an opportunity to highlight this ministry we're going to be talking about today. And I pray it be a blessing, encouragement to somebody. And again, through all that we talk about, that it would lift up and glorify the Lord Jesus Christ. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, as I said, welcome to the program here this afternoon. We talk about a little bit of everything, of course, here on the program. And today we're going to be talking with our guest, Pastor Alan Jenkins of Columbia Road Baptist Church in North Olmsted, as well as Jim Scully, director of the Nehemiah's Network, which is a ministry of the Columbia Road Baptist Church. And they're in the studio with us today. We're going to be talking about the Nehemiah Network. And Pastor Jenkins and Brother Scully, welcome to the program. Go ahead and say hello, and we're glad to have you today.
Thank you for allowing us to be here, Brother Al. We appreciate the time that you have afforded us, and we look forward to sharing this ministry.
Pastor Al, it's good to be here, and I hope we can help somebody today.
All right. Well, you know, this ministry is kind of a neat one. I like it because I'm kind of a scrounger myself. You know, it's like you kind of expand. You ever notice to fill your available space? And I was able to clear out some space in my garage just a few months ago and brought some stuff up to your Nehemiah Network ministry. And that's one of the reasons I wanted to highlight this ministry today and talk a little bit about it. And hopefully people listening, I mean, if you've got things that would be helpful for a new church or maybe helpful on the mission field, or maybe you've just put an addition on your house or something and you've got leftover building materials. I remember when I moved into my house, a guy across the street had these giant sheets of dry rock. Mm-hmm. And a sheetrock he didn't know what to do with, and I couldn't use them, and I didn't know what to tell him to do with them. But people come up with stuff, and well, the Nehemiah Network is a ministry that can help people with that and put that stuff into the Lord's service. And I guess we could start at the beginning with Pastor Jenkins. And how did this ministry come about, and how did your church wind up sponsoring such a ministry?
Well, we had a young man in our church at the time several years ago, probably about 15 years ago. His name was Dave Serenda. And Dave worked downtown as a security guard at the Statler building. And he told me that they were going to be gutting the Statler building and putting apartments there. And he said, Pastor, we've got all this stuff here that's just going to go in the trash, good doors, cabinets, all kinds of equipment. And he said, can't we do something with it? And so I went down and surveyed the situation and came back and talked to our men. I said, you know, here's a good opportunity for us to get a lot of stuff that other churches could use, and missions around the world could be put into place to help them. And so our men went down, and we spent probably about a month taking stuff out of there. We did not have a facility at that time to store the stuff, and so the supplies were stored. Some were stored out in Spencer, Ohio, at another church's school building that they had, and then we had some at a hangar in the Cleveland Hopkins Airport that a brother let us use, and some of them were just scattered around our place at the church, and so we were just bombarded with a lot of supplies, and probably over 1,500 doors that are now in churches and mission field, you know, have been, all that stuff has been placed, and God has allowed us to send millions of dollars around the world. and helping new church starts, missionaries, and pastors, and just people that are in ministry and so forth. And we've also been able to help, and we can talk about this a little bit later, even in helping some of the homeless who have been displaced, and ladies from women's shelters. You know, we're able to try to help them to get a new start, new beginning with some furniture that we have.
And it's really kind of exciting when you think about it, because a lot of people, when they think about giving to the Lord, we think dollars. That's the American way. We think dollars. There's a problem. Put some dollars on it. You know, you want to do something for the Lord, send some dollars. But we forget a lot of times what God wants is our time.
Amen.
And he wants more than just our money. Somebody once told me a long time ago that God doesn't have to try and get your money. He just has to try and get your heart. Because when he's got your heart, he'll get your money. Because you give where your treasure is, you know, where your what the things you love, the things you enjoy. But getting into this type of a salvage ministry, this is a way that people who might not have a lot of money and they feel that they can't make it to the mission field, they can really make a difference.
Sure.
People don't think about the fact that those doors, like you gave the example of what was it, 1,500 doors or so, as some of those are in churches that churches would have had to use money to pay for those doors, but instead they were able to obtain them, mission fields where people needed doors and could be very costly on the mission field, but they were able to obtain them. And giving materials like this, surplus materials, usually cost you very little because they're surplus.
Right.
But they mean so much in the Lord's service. And this is a way that we can give to missions, that we can give to church planting, that we can give to the Lord's work in a way that we probably don't think about. And Brother Scully, I mean, how did you get into this? You're the director of this ministry now. And
I was one of the fellows that went down to that building downtown and helped take out much of the stuff that we brought back to the church and to the different storage places. I have a a heart and a knack for taking something that someone has just discarded and being able to find a home for it to help somebody else. And over the years, actually, there was other people taking care of it. And when we, through the generous offerings of some people at our church, one family in particular, were able to purchase the building that we now have, the pastor and the church were praying for somebody to oversee this ministry. And I just felt the Lord lay on my heart that it's something that I think that he could use me at. And I spoke with the pastor, and he said, okay. And that's part of how I got involved in it.
Well, that's really tremendous. And I've seen the facility. The Lord really has blessed out there. And you know, and it also shows you don't have to be called to be a pastor or a missionary or something like that to be involved in the Lord's service. As every individual really can get involved in this type of a ministry one way or another. And we're going to touch on hopefully a couple things here in a minute. But before we get too far along, if somebody's listening and they say, well, you know, I'd like to find out more about this, what is the best way, either one, what's the best way to contact if they have something they need to, they'd like to donate, maybe get involved in some way, or maybe they have a need. Maybe there's somebody in a new church plant somewhere and they're thinking, what can we do? You know, we have needs. How's the best to get in touch with you?
You could call on our phone line, which is area code 216-433-4400. That's our supply center phone number. Also, you could call on a cell phone number, which is 440-506-3517. And or you could send an email. My email address is jimscully, J-I-M-S-K-U-L-Y, at gmail.com. Also, you could contact the church. Our phone number at the church is 440-777-7539. And there's people that would you could contact there that we could make the opportunity to pick things up, or if somebody could deliver it, that we would find the time to be able to do that.
Right. And I know that's a lot of numbers and everything being thrown out, people listening on the radio, maybe at lunch or driving in a car or out walking or something. It's hard to get all that information. And I'll be trying to get some of this information linked in on our website as well at live.maplenoel.us. And but also your church website, Pastor Jenkins, that'd be another way they could find out. A lot of people like to go online and find things and look at things. What's your church website again?
www.crbc-online.org.
And that's CRBC for Columbia Road Baptist Church, located in North Olmsted. And certainly want to give you a chance to, any good pastor likes to plug his church on the radio. And since that's the if for missionaries, you'd have a sending authority. Well, this is the sending authority for the Nehemiah Network, isn't it? And
right.
Whereabouts,
right.
Somebody might be looking for a good church. Where are you located at? What's your service schedule?
Our church is at 4116 Columbia Road. We're just north of Lorraine Avenue and not even a quarter of a mile on the left-hand side. And we have a great group of people. We would love to invite anybody who lives in that area to come and visit with us. And if we could ever be of any help to anybody, feel free to call us. And we have different ministries that that we could help people with. And
all right. Appreciate that. And, of course, your regular Sunday services, Wednesday night, your midweek service.
Wednesday night, 7 o'clock, Sunday morning. Early service is at 8:30. Then we have Bible study, Sunday school at 9:45, and then 11 a.m., and then 6 p.m. in the evening.
All right. Now, you hope if there's somebody out there on the west side of Cleveland, out toward western into Cuyahoga County, that's looking for a good church, they might be able to take a look. And, of course, the website there for Columbia Road Baptist Church, crbc-online.org. That's crbc-online.org. And you can find out more about the Nehemiah Network through the links on that website as well. And I know a lot of people think, well, I don't have doors and I don't have a kitchen sink to give away that might be a help. You have another program that I think is really neat, and that's has to do with disaster relief.
Right.
And you've had the opportunity to be a blessing to people after the tornadoes in Oklahoma and different places. And what's that ministry, and how can people get involved in that?
That ministry is called 7 on 7. And it's based upon the 7 years of plenty and 7 years of famine in the Old Testament, the story of Joseph. What we're trying to do is get people to store up, bring items to the warehouse that we can, the supply center, where we can hold them until there's a disaster somewhere in our own country. And then we will get those supplies as soon as possible to that place. Back whenever the tornado took place in Oklahoma several months ago, we had the opportunity, and many people around the area did donate items, and we were able to take a whole truckload down to Oklahoma. And matter of fact, Brother Jim was one of the men that went down, drove the truck. I flew down the day after, and I preached in a church there and helped work in the area where they were giving the stuff away. And what a blessing it was to be able to help people with those items. And that's one way that we can really get involved. You know, sometimes we talk a lot about helping overseas, and, and it is important that we do mission work. But sometimes in that process, I think we forget about our own people. And there's so many disasters that are happening even in our own country, and I think there's going to be more and more as we see the time gets closer for the coming of the Lord. And so these are opportunities that we can help reach out. And, you know, if somebody wants to bring in some items to help us, what we've tried to do is we've tried to get churches involved in collecting one item. For instance, our church, I challenge our people to bring in a can of chicken every week. Just bring in one can of chicken. We box it up. We store it. And when a disaster happens, we'll get it there to those people in use. There are other churches that are collecting flashlights. We have a whole list of things that churches could collect. And we're just asking that they collect one item. And if one church does one item, and you can just multiply that by all the churches and so forth. But on a single basis, as far as an individual basis, somebody might be listening and they might want to donate items that they have, or they may want to go buy some things like diapers or toiletries, you know, things that people would need in a disaster crisis. Water bottles, you know, you could call our church or call the supply center, 216-433-4400, or the church, 440-777-7539. And we could take those donations and we will store them and get them to the disaster place.
And really, that's a tremendous opportunity because, you know, we see other groups, you know, when they have disasters, everybody thinks of the Red Cross, but there's other church groups and things that get involved in all of that. And a lot of times people say, well, one of the problems with the independent Baptist is sometimes we're too independent and we're not doing things that we could be doing. But this really does give us an opportunity to network through the Nehemiah Network.
Amen.
And we can actually help because, like you said, with the 7 years of plenty and then the 7 lean years following them we understand that we need to provide ahead of time so that when a disaster occurs, you don't have to scramble to try and find these things. You can go to the shelves of your warehouse. You can load a truck up with a number of supplies that are necessary, and then you can dispatch that truck down. Brother Scully, drive it down there and find, you know, it's great because in a time of a disaster, you know, people ought to be able to go to a church, their Amen. Church in the area, and be able to have some help come through. That ought to be really the primary relief center, ought to be through the local church and through God's people. And I think that's a tremendous ministry that anybody can get involved in. Anybody that's listening, maybe they could, tell their church about this. And even if their church doesn't, like you said, they can get involved in it on their own. Brother Scully, you've showed me some shelves loaded with stuff that you had going not just around to disasters, but also to help in impoverished locations around the world. I believe Haiti, you had a number of things ready to go or getting ready to go.
Right now we have a set of our racks are filled with stuff that a pastor, Biz Larice, that we're holding for him. He's actually out on deputation trying to gather enough money to pay for. He's in the process of purchasing two box trucks to fill those and ship those over to Haiti. We're storing those for him right now. And then we have another area that there's some supplies that are going to be going out by the end of the month to a pastor in Moldova, some lighting fixtures and windows, things like that.
And people really don't think about this stuff that much, but, you know, on the mission field, you know, a used item like that is oftentimes better than the brand new item that you get there. And and oftentimes, having been to the mission field myself, the items that you can supply just aren't available on the mission field in some countries. And if they are available, the cost is just so prohibitive. And again, this is one great way people can get involved in missions.
You know, Brother Al, one of the things that really alarms me is there's so much waste in our country.
Oh, absolutely.
You know? And I see, you know, I see sometimes people tearing down a building that has maybe only been up for maybe 5 years, and now they're going to put up another building. And all of those supplies, you know, can be used. And if there's somebody out there that has a connection to some building supplies, there are so many churches that need lumber and drywall and wiring and insulation, roofing materials, and all of that kind of stuff. And then going back on an individual basis, we have a lot of bicycles that go to Mexico and the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you have any bicycles out there that are in good shape and decent shape, we would appreciate donations of those.
Right.
And
I was saying the bicycles, I remember reading a missionary's account one time, and I think he was in India, and he said, people here don't appreciate what a bicycle means to somebody in many of these countries. A bicycle to them is like getting a car to us. You know, we think of a car and the independence that we have and how much further we can go in the course of a day. But when you're in a country where the standard mode of transportation is one foot in front of the other, a bicycle is, it doesn't even have to be a 10-speed or anything, just a bicycle.
It's a big thing.
Yeah.
Some of the other supplies that are pretty valuable to church plants and even to some of these missionaries are folding tables and folding chairs and things like that also.
And oftentimes, you know, even a church will just, for instance, change over their songbooks. And mm-hmm. you can use things like that too, can't right. you? Just
Yeah, we have a lot of, sometimes it's not necessarily a good situation, but maybe a church will close up and they will give us their supplies that they have. And then we can put those in the hands of a new church start. We've right. helped already three new church starts with supplies. And, you know, it's a wonderful blessing to know that many of these items can be put back into the service of the Lord.
You know, when you think about it, oftentimes, especially in church situations like that, people spend a lot of time and raise a lot of money to purchase those items in the first place for the Lord's work. And, you know, how much better being recycled, in a sense, in right. back into the Lord's work rather than into a landfill somewhere. A Amen. Lot of people are concerned about the environment, and you know, God does say that we should be good caretakers of the world, and not worshipers of the earth like some are, but caretakers. And you know, it's God's creation, and anything we can do to help, you know, take care and you reuse some of these things, it's a good thing. And especially keep it in the Lord's work. And
Amen.
And all. Mm-hmm. Give that information contacting the Nehemiah Network again, and just to basically, if somebody wants to get involved or wants to find out more, the best way to get in touch or to find out more.
Okay. You can reach us at 216-433-4400. The address of the warehouse is 4488 West 160th Street in Cleveland, Ohio. And you can also reach us at Columbia Road Baptist Church in North Olmsted, Ohio, 440-777-7539. And you can also reach Brother Jim at 440-506-3517. And his email is jimscully, S-K-U-L-Y, at gmail.com. And feel free to give us a call, and we'd love to have any kind of donations that people may have out there. And if there's people that have a need, we'd like to see what we can do and help.
All right. And praise the Lord for that. That's a great ministry. And as I said, you can also go online to your Columbia Road Baptist Church website at crbc-online.org and find out more information. There's links there to the Nehemiah Network. And you've got some good contact information there. Like I said, I'll try to get some of this hooked up to our church, our radio program website. And since we record these programs, in a couple of days, I'll have the today's program available on there. So if somebody didn't get all the information, they can't figure it out, just go onto the website and listen to today's program, and you can get that information again. Brother Scully, Pastor Jenkins, I want to thank you for taking time to be on the radio with us today. Like I said, I love the idea of this ministry, being kind of a scrounger by nature and hating to see things thrown out. You know, I go by places and I see where they're tearing stuff out, and I think, boy, I'd really like to go through that dumpster.
Yes. Amen.
But, you never can tell what's there. But it is amazing, and I'm just thankful God's raised the two of you guys up. Got about a minute. Any concluding thoughts that either of you would like to share?
I just want to thank you for allowing us to be on here and share our ministry, and keep up the good work.
I'd also like to thank you for this opportunity, and if there's anybody out there that can help to promote this ministry a little bit, churches or individuals, we'd greatly appreciate that.
All right. Well, thank you both for being on with me today here on Live with Pastor Al. A little bit different topic. You know, I think it's refreshing to not have to talk about what's happening in the Middle East sometimes and things like that. See what's happening here, what God is doing through people like you, through the Columbia Road Baptist Church and the Nehemiah Network, and just thankful for that. And again, let me just recommend to our listeners, if you're looking for a church out there in the west side of Cuyahoga County, anywhere near North Olmsted, Columbia Road Baptist Church, they're at 4116 Columbia Road, Pastor Alan Jenkins. And if you're looking for a way to recycle some of those materials that you might have in the garage or in the basement or in your church, contact the Nehemiah Network and Director Jim Scully there, 216-433-4400. And we're getting just about out of time here today. I'd like to thank you for coming in. And again, this is a way that anybody can get involved in the Lord's ministry, putting things into use in the Lord's service, things that otherwise would just be in a landfill, rusting, falling apart, and getting in trouble generally. But Amen. Through this, they can put it in the Lord's service. We're out of time this week. God bless. Have a great weekend.
God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. Pastor Al Davis is the pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. You can contact Pastor Al by calling 330-659-6561 or by writing Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Pastor Al invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday night at 6. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, located at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express from 7 to 9. You can learn more about Pastor Al and the Bible Baptist Church online at live.maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation with Pastor Al this Sunday night at 11 p.m. and again next Friday afternoon at 1:30 on AM 1220 The Word. The preceding program has been sponsored by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield.
The preceding program's views, claims, and/or representations may not have